Okay, fine. Our next presenter has one of the strangest names ever to exist in telephone land. And oh good, that's all we need now is somebody else trying to get attention. Here to present the award for Best New Line is last year's winner, and he's still doing a good job to keep telephone entertainment alive in Orange County. From the BS line, behind the orange curtain, here is Santa Happy the Dwarf Kime.
Brian, what's a guy like you doing in a nice place like this? Wait, strike that. Reverse it. Sorry about that. I was trying to come up with the best new line of 1985, which, coincidentally enough, is exactly why I'm here. And to create an interesting new entertainment line is not one of the easiest endeavors, I assure you. Anyone who can operate a telephone answering machine can start up a line, but there are many factors involved in bringing up a circuit that will hold the caller's interest long enough for them to continue calling. You need a format, first of all, and whether that format is open forum, movie reviews, music, or whatever, is usually based on how the line runner is able to control his or her input. People simply like to hear their voices on tape, and will usually leave anything from intelligent opinions to insipid body sound effects. Anything goes in telephone entertainment, but how it's controlled is very important. Production can sometimes play a big part in listener interest, but is not as necessary for call rate as the consistency of the line. We witness year after year a barrage of new lines that rise and then quickly fall because of lack of interest on the runner's behalf to produce weekly programs. But those who are prolific in their weekly output easily succeed in capturing a dedicated audience and quickly gain telephone stardom. These three nominee finalists hit the phone lines with a strong impact last year and quickly entered telephone entertainment history. And the nominees for Best New Line of 1985 are the Philadelphia Night Train, currently the entertainment line.
Greetings and salutations, callers. You have successfully reached the Philadelphia Night Train. 7 days, 24 hours, coast to coast, at area code 215-228-0753.
Well, good to hear. Good tape.
Hi, this is Jerry, and your tape is much better than it's been.
Hello, Ralph. This is Rodney from South Philadelphia.
Attention all single guys. Attention all single guys. This is a Philadelphia Night Train companion call.
Super Sound.
The Super Sound Telephone Network.
And now, let's take a look at the typical day of a normal American housewife.
Honey, you make the worst cup of coffee in the whole world, and it better get better by the time I get home. Goodbye.
Later that day, at the local supermarket.
Oh, clerk, my husband says I have a problem.
Yeah, you sure do have a problem, mister.
And the wild side.
Oh, and thanks for calling the Wild Side. This is the second Wild Side tape going out on 761-3330, assaulting your ears from July 10th through the 16th, 1985.
This has been William Wilde for Paul Mack Productions and Wild Side Studios. Thanks for letting me do it in your ears.
William Wilde, I don't know about this one.
And the winner for the Best New Line of 1985 is... Let's see... The Wild Side! Hey!
Well, thank you, Santa. I'm not so sure what you're happy about, but personally, I'm happy about winning this award. I'm a little embarrassed, though, but I'm very proud to be voted the award for Best New Line. As most of you know, this award is for a program I produced and hosted to be aired over on Paul Mack Presents at 761-3330. Paul's movie line programs ran there for 2.5 years. When Paul left the frivolous world of phones to return to the frivolous world of films, he chose to keep the well-published number active by offering a line to me as a showcase. The idea was to let me do my thing and maintain the good reputation of Paul Mack Presents. I guess being voted an arty means I succeeded. I'm embarrassed because Paul Mack Presents the Wild Side is no more, but hopefully there'll be more wild times to come. I have to thank the callers for your votes and for the upbeat and entertaining input you left for 7 months for me to build the Wild Side around. Thanks to all the other line runners for plugging the show, and thanks to the people who helped out in production, Jim F. and Mother Wild and PC, Morgana, Lady Wild, Aunt Flappy, and a special thanks to Mr. Wonderful, Paul Mack, for paying the phone bills and keeping the circuit open until February of 86, so I could go on doing it in your ear. Paul, I'm indebted to you for this chance to win an Artie, but don't plan on hanging this next to your Diller Awards. This one's mine. Thanks again, everyone.
Congratulations, Bill. Again. Well, now it's time to hear our last nominee finalist in the Best Phone Song category. Here's This Is Not the Movie Line by Santa, Happy the Dwarf, Kime, and Biff X Jones.
This is not the movie line. Sha-la-la-la-la, BS gets fed up. Paul Mack calls us up again. For this is not the movie line. Tapes sent every week to be played so Paul will thrive. For this is not the movie line. This is our line. This is the BS line. The Gopher Twins aren't welcomed here, and we don't need to plug you twice a day. For this is not the movie line. With Artie's coming up, this song might not be real smart. Because Paul counts the ballots.
And there you have it. The 4th Annual Artie Awards will continue after this. Oh my. All right. Our next presenter needs no introduction.
YNW feedback, ladies and gentlemen. This year's choice for your host of the 4th Annual Artie Awards, and I don't know who made that mistake. It was a mix-up somewhere. Anyway. Go back, dude. To be presenting the award for Best Actress of 1985, not just because these three women turned in some fine performances last year, not just because they're all very beautiful, talented ladies, but because Meryl Streep isn't one of them. Now, think about it, just for a minute, folks. Could Meryl Streep portray the tubular, airheaded Valley Squirrel with all the totally grody conviction that Sidney Bankler delivered last year? No. Here's one of this year's nominee finalists for Best Actress in a Skitter Special, Miss Cindy Bankler as Valley Squirrel in the continuing adventures of the Gopher Twins.
Hey, dudes, I'm back.
Hey, far out, Val. Did you scan me a copy of that meat mag?
I think Playboy's a little too sophisto for you, Punky. Here, read this.
Los Angeles Times. Now, wait a minute. What is this scam? I want to stimulate my libido, Val, not my brain.
Hardly, Punky. That would take the Library of Congress, you know? But I bet if you read the headlines, it'd get you hotter than any stroke book.
And then I ask, could Geraldine Page have captured so honestly the character of Alexandria LaRue in love with a rodent, abducted by a German shepherd, and forced to sell herself on the streets of Los Angeles? Well, January Mills could and did, and played it to the hilt. Here is our second nominee finalist, January Mills, as Alexandria LaRue in the continuing adventures of the Gopher Twins.
Hey, that's some pretty heavy stuff you're dealing with. You really ought to...
Give me that. Mind your own business. Come on, come on. Hey.
Yeah, can I help you with something?
Got any messages for me?
Let's see here. Yes, here you are. It's from a Mr.
What, do you think I'm blind? I can read.
Yes, of course. Sorry, Miss LaRue.
Bug off, Charlie. Give me my key.
And then I wonder, could Whoopi Goldberg have been able to enter a battle of wits with an unarmed individual, throwing insults at the face like so many soupy sales pies? Possibly not, but Mickey Canoga entered the Battle Royale like a true champ and had the crowd cheering her on from west to east. Our last nominee finalist, Mickey Canoga, as herself in the ringside showdown.
Okay, wait, stop and hold everything. I am sick and tired of this. This boy should have learned by now. All right, Calco, I'm pissed. All right, Calco, and you pencil neck twerp, you've done it now. This is it, Rich, okay? This is going on way too long. You've been calling telephone before there was hair, and you know I'm the champ.
Hey, Rich, is that a banana in your pants? Are you just glad to have Paul Mack as your coach? As a matter of fact, it's like Paul's ready to peel it for you.
But then I ask myself, would the Streep, the Page, and the Whoop really wanted to have done these roles? No, I don't think so. And the winner for the Best Actress in a Skitter Special is... You better... Mickey Canoga! Fun! Ho-ho! Whoa!
Well, well, Paul, I can see that you are truly enjoying this opportunity to present the bitch from Canoga Park with an award. But mainly, I want to thank Mr. Fun for allowing me to abuse his line in so many ways. The showdown was obviously not an equal match, but I truly don't think I could have done it without the help of Brian W. Feedback. And congratulations to Cindy and Jan for some truly outstanding performances. And finally, for the people who voted for me, let me tell you, you know talent when you hear it. Once again, thank you very much.
Congratulations, Mickey. And thank you, Paul.
Thank you.
This just in, sources backstage report that Richie Calcom smells. Well, our next presenter is definitely one of my personal favorites. And I'm not just saying that because she's married to the guy that hired me for this position. Last year, she won the award for Best Actress in a Skitter Special as Olga in Diller. And she's the voice of Alexandra LaRue in The Continuing Adventures of the Gopher Twins. And not only that, she mixes up quite a mean orange slice wine cooler. All the way from backstage, here she is presenting the award for Best Actor in a Skitter Special. She's Mrs. Fun, January Mills.
Thank you for that wonderful introduction, Brian. I'd say we've got to stop meeting like this because my husband's getting suspicious, but he's never out of the studio long enough to suspect anything. Just kidding, honey. I was only acting. And acting is precisely why I'm here. To present the award for Best Actor in a Telephone Skit or Special, and last year offered a fine array of splendid performances by the guys. But three of these gentlemen stood out. Ooh, as Mickey would say. No pun intended. And garnished the majority of your votes in this category. With the tremendous success of the Who Shot Mr. Fun series last year, it only figures that some fine performances played a key role in its popularity. In a dual role, one as Joe, Inspector Kenyon's bumbling sidekick sleuth, and the other as Brian, the absent-minded on-the-spot reporter for the instant news segments, Brian W. Feedback kept us all rolling with laughter and glued to our phones. Here's Brian W. as Joe and Brian in Who Shot Mr. Fun.
Joe, show Mr. Feedbag here the cafeteria, will you?
Come with me, Mr. Feedbag.
It's Feedback, and I don't want to go to the cafeteria. It's tapioca day.
This way, Feedbag.
It's Feedback.
Cindy, I think I hear the Scorpions concert on the TV set.
What? Where?
Our second nominee finalist began as a small part rodent in The Adventures of the Gopher Twins. But as he completely took on the character of the suave, striped stinker, he was heard stealing scene after scene after scene. Here is Paul Mack as Punk Skunk in The Gopher Twins.
It says here, a Westwood woman identified as a local hooker 17-year-old Gina Rochelle was found stabbed to death inside a Westwood theater yesterday during the run of Alfred Hitchcock's film Psycho. Witnesses said they observed four rodents approach the woman who was seated in the third row. Oh, get this. But when the woman's body fell to the floor and the four tried to exit the theater quickly, audience members voted 27-6 that something was wrong and tried to apprehend the suspects in the lobby. The six no votes then purchased popcorn and bonbons. But then they returned to watch Janet Leigh get skip on down.
Our third nominee finalist also took on a dual role in Who Shot Mr. Fun. You'll remember him as not only the show's narrator, but also the brilliant, deductive Inspector Kenyon, always quick with the answers and a stalwart of fair play. Here's William Wilde as Inspector Kenyon in Who Shot Mr. Fun.
Just all right, dear ma'am. I gotta ask Fun here some questions. Hey, Fun. Can you hear me? Fun, if you can hear me, touch the buttons on this phone once for no and twice for yes. Hey, terrific. Now, tell me, who shot you?
Can you answer the burning question? Who shot Mr. Fun?
And the winner for Best Actor in a Skit or Special is William Wilde as Inspector Kenyon in Who Shot Mr. Fun?
Like for me, I gotta tell you guys, really, being nominated among such good company was quite an honor. You know, that original list included Brian W. Feedback, Dreyfus Loam, Biff X. Jones, Paul Mack, Rich E. Calcom, Santa Kime, Stu Funphone, and myself. Nearly enough actors to make up a baseball team. So listen again next week, privateers, for another clue in the mystery of Who Shot Mr. Fun? I'm sorry. I'm really sorry. I got carried away. Well, I'm sure, as you all know, out of this list, only one person could win the award. Did you guess who? All I want to say is thank you. Thanks, everybody. Thanks again.
It's great to be a celebrity, an actor's life for me.
Thank you, Bill. And the fourth annual Artie Awards will continue right after this. Don't even want to know. Our next presenter is indeed a telephone legend. He began his first line, the Shokas Hotline, all the way back in 1972. And in 1974, it became Fun Phone and was by far the most popular telephone entertainment line through 1977. His style and his format influenced other lines during his time, and he was the first and only line host to successfully get callers to write letters on a weekly basis that were featured on his mailbag tapes. The rest of the time, Fun Phone was the place to hear original skits, running anywhere between 6 to 12 minutes in length. Fun Phone was the first situation comedy on the phone lines with a regular cast of characters and weekly episodes. Fun Phone is gone, but lives on in syndication on the Feedback Telephone Network, one of my favorite lines. Not only is our next presenter a legend, but he also did a good job reminding the phone world just how much of a legend Al Bernay is with his historical Al Bernay interviews. So now, here to present the award for Best Phone Skit. Oh, great, just what I need now, interruptions.
It's time for a Fun Phone skit, starring the entire Fun Phone gang.
Stuart.
Stop, Brian, let me say my name. Stu.
Yeah, Brian.
Stuart, what is this? You're not supposed to be here until after
oh,
I.
Oh! I'm sorry, Brian. Let me try it again.
Stu, no, you don't have to. Stu!
Will Grover and Gunther ever get out alive? Join us next week for the continuing adventures.
Stu, damn it, that is not the way it was rehearsed.
Oh! It's another adventure of Hefty and Lefty. When we last left...
Stop it, Stuart!
Can you guess who? Join us next week for Who Shot Mr. Fun?
All right, enough already. I haven't even introduced you yet. I haven't said your name, Stuart.
Oh! Well, let me just start right over here.
Good idea, but wait for your cue this time.
Gotcha.
All right, sorry about that. And now, ladies and gentlemen, here he is, Stu Funphone, presenting the award for best...
Ah, for crying out loud!
Hello there, I'm Stu Funphone, star of stage, screen, and telephone. You left out television. And I'm here to present the award for best phone skit. Keep in mind now that a skit produced for the telephone cannot rely on the usual sight gags, and every word, effect, or situation has to be produced in such a way that the listener has no question about what is going on. You don't need eyes for telephone entertainment. You only need one good ear. Of course, this lets out Al Bernay. Now, the writing, direction, performances, and substance of phone skits are all big factors in whether they're accepted or not. Face it, folks, we have to deal with ratings here, too. And three skits last year proved themselves worthy of your attention by making us laugh, or cry, or both, or left to wonder until next week. Now, the nominee finalists for Best Skit of 1985 are... Just a minute, before I read this, I want to point one thing out to everybody listening to this right now, and that is if Brian W. Feedback had run recordings on a regular set schedule, every weekend there would have been a Fun Phone tape on, and there'd be Fun Phone nominations all over this stupid ballot.
Wait a second, Fathead. Wait a second. I've got a copy of the Artie ballot right here.
Artie ballot. I went to junior high with him. He sells insurance now.
Sure. Okay, and you're in here. Let me find
where?
You here. Here, look, right
where?
Right on this page right here. Best phone special from Birth to Baldness, a Fun Phone production. Right over here, too. Best writing and direction, Stu Fun Phone from Birth to Baldness. There's another nomination, and I think there's one more. Yep, right here. Best actor in a skit or special, Stu Fun Phone as Stu in From Birth to Baldness. So there.
The nominee finalists for Best Skit of 1985 are... The Continuing Adventures of the Gopher Twins.
Well, let's just say that this yellow button is California.
Bajarski, what are you...
And this red button is Moscow.
Fuck, don't touch those.
Then Disneyland would be right about here.
This is bloody great. They do think we killed that tot.
Boy, that really ticks me off.
Me too. How could they possibly think that we... How can they call me? I'm looking.
Hefty and Lefty...
Be a human for once. Be a human being,
no
Hefty.
No way.
She's my girl.
Listen here, you scrawny punk.
Hey, I really
Wait a
like
minute
you.
Now.
I like you both a lot, especially Lefty. I really like you when you brought me the Andre Champagne. Loved
oh,
it.
Oh, yeah. I'm a class act. Yeah.
You're
going to
be a stunt double
oh,
for
man,
Orson
Welles.
And who shot Mr. Fun?
Hold on, I'm coming. Oh, hi. Hey, wait a minute. You know, I was only...
According to the chief surgeon here, Dr., Berberg, is it?
Yes, that's right.
You know, Joe, I think I've found another suspect on this list that we can safely let off the hook.
Really, Inspector? Who's that?
This one, right here.
And the winner is? Have the envelope, please. Who Shot Mr. Fun? A Telewild Feed Fun production, and I'm going home.
Oh, good. They're all saying to themselves right now, oh, here come these three clowns again. Hi, Nino.
Hi Larry.
Hello, Curly.
Oh, wise guy.
All right. Best phone skit. What I want to know, Nino, is how come the color purple hasn't won anything tonight?
Oh, I know. I was going to segue to that because skits go backwards as ticks, and that really ticks me off.
Mm-hmm.
But that's not all, is it, Brian?
No, Bill.
Anyway, we really only wanted to thank everybody for the award for this sketch, which not only garnered an awful lot of calls for the 9 weeks that it was on, but apparently a lot of votes, and we thank you.
Yes, and this was one of the first opportunities I had to work with these two guys, Nino and Bill, and I had a lot of fun, and although it did take a lot of work, it was a lot of fun. Am I repeating myself?
That's from the Department of Redundancy Department.
Thank you very much, Nino.
But anyway, I would like to say really quick, I want to thank everybody who participated in the Who Shot Mr. Fun series for 9 weeks, all the people who threatened my life to make this thing worthwhile, and of course, Cindy Telefun, who was the one who shot me, and I will forgive her.
Uh-huh. Thank you, Nino. Thank you, Bill. Again. Back to business. Well, I'm getting tired and running out of things to say, but one thing I can say about our next presenter, he's got a great voice. But he stopped singing years ago. Here to present the award for Best Phone Song, from DBS, formerly the Thanks Line, a guy you may have heard on your favorite 976 recording, Dennis DeCrepo.
That's right, Brian, old buddy, old pal. And by the way, I liked your show from your car, but I am still here, and a more qualified phone star than me to present this award would be hard to find. Well, it would have been until last year. As most of you longtime phone fans know, my line, DBS, originally debuted as the Thanks Line after my band of the same name. And there you'd find me any time of the day or night discussing music. I mean, music is my life. I eat it, I breathe it, I take it for walks and to the movies. I even shower with it, and I buy it gifts for Christmas. I love music, and 1985 was a great year for telephone music, and I don't mean just pre-produced backgrounds. No, I mean original songs written, produced, and performed solely for the telephone audience. And this sudden surge of teletunes prompted the Arty Committee to add a 19th category to your ballot this year, that of the best phone song. And finding nominees for this category was as easy as finding a refrigerator Perry in a phone booth, I tell you. And as you noticed on your ballot, the best phone song displayed 13 selections, and not one of them was by Phil Collins. Can you believe it? And the nominee finalists for best phone song are
Feedback
by Paul Mack.
Feedback. 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 Feedback.
Life on the Line by William Wilde.
Life on the Line. Life on the Line.
And This Is Not the Movie Line by Santa Happy and Biff Jones.
This is not the movie line.
And the winner of Best Phone Song for 1985 is... I know the winner. Life on the Line by William Wilde.
Life on the Line. Life on the Line.
Life on the Line. Is that right? Thanks. thank Dennis, and thank you, everyone. I'm shocked, and I'm stunned. I mean it. Seriously, troops, I'm honored to win this award for Best Phone Song. Because, you know, of all the things I've done with my real name and real life, from acting to special effects and filmmaking and movie stunts, the most important thing to me is my music. As long as I can think and speak, even if I was completely paralyzed, I'd be writing songs. So this award means a great deal to me. Life on the Line was an inspired piece of silliness that came out of me head faster than I could even get it on paper. It almost seemed to write itself. I want to thank the stalwart band of music lovers out there who made it possible for this new arty category this year, and I have to thank all the gang over at Mills Productions and Wildside Studios, and thanks to Froggy Mountain Music for loaning me out for this recording, and to all the people who voted for Life on the Line. In the words of Eddie Foy, my father thanks you, my mother thanks you, my brothers and my sisters thank you, and I thank you.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, Bill. The fourth annual William Wilde Awards will continue after this. I know, we're all getting sick of it. I've been poking some fun here at William Wilde, but I must say, in all honesty, for a guy who's been in phone lines for just under a year, he's a magnificent talent, he's a lot of fun to work with, and he produces a mighty good product for the telephone lines, and he deserves every award he's gotten. Congratulations, Bill. Our next presenter is another individual who's been around for quite a while, and quite frankly, we all wish he'd catch a cab. After being a caller for 8 years, he began his own telephone entertainment line. From the Bruce Springsteen Party Line, here to present the award for Best Production, here's Bert Party Line.
Thanks, Brian, and of course, Best Production is an appropriate category for me to introduce, because if you've ever listened to the Party Line or the Bruce Springsteen Party Line, you will know that there is just hardly any production involved at all. So I know a lot about it. Anyway, every entertainment line, whether it's simply the standard comment-related format or involve phone sitcom, offers some form of production technique. From massive editing tricks, clever sound drop-ins, or just the method in which each program's comments are carefully choreographed to make the show more listenable. For instance, let's pretend it's a stormy night. You don't dare drive in this kind of weather. You look to your TV for some way to spend your evening. But all you can find is a tired old rerun of Flipper. So you smash your set in a rage. Grab your telephone, hoping to find escape on your favorite line, when suddenly a voice answers,
"This is REC."
And as you quickly reach to hang up your phone, a giant cat swats at you from beneath your chair. And an army of Libyan terrorists march into the room, ordering you to drop the phone.
Hang up that phone, you sucker!
Or, phew, now that's entertainment. And the nominee finalists for Best Production are The BS Line.
Hello and welcome to another week here at the Vicarious Lies of the Poor and Obscure. With your
vote Reagan in 84. Buy Mr. T cereal. Dislike Bob 213. Vote for the BS Line for Best New Comment Line. Play Trivial Pursuit.
Telephone.
Go ahead. Make my day.
Hey, are you small?
Do not open this door.
I'm not talking to you. I'm getting respect.
Pay no attention to that man behind the curtain.
And the Wild Side.
I like to suggest another place to go to on Saturday night. You know, I thought the Speedway. I enjoy going there. There's always something interesting to see, a car going into a wall. Or a cute guy. There's some fights in the grandstand.
You're the prisoners of Captain Holmes. That being me. And there's Motley Crue. That being them.
And the winner for Best Production of 1985 is... Okay, here we go. Telephone!
Mr. Bruce, Mr. Burt, Mr. Party Line, thank you very much for that. And I know, gang, you want to get off your phone right now and order that pizza because it's getting late. So I'm going to be real quick. I'm just going to say that with production wizards like Paul Mack and William Wilde and Biff and Santa and Brian Feedback, I'm extremely honored and flattered you noticed my efforts again. Thank you very much.
Yeah, right. Get off the stage. Our next two presenters have absolutely nothing in common. They don't know each other. They live 60 miles apart. She likes meat and he likes fish. They were, however, the only two people backstage getting along with each other. She won the award for Best Female Caller last year, and he won for Best Male Caller. All right, so I lied. They do have something in common. Eat me. Here to present this year's awards for the same categories, here's Felicia of Orange and Mike Wolfman Jack.
Thank you, Brian.
What a guy. You've really got some great output, Brian.
And I'm sure your input isn't too bad either.
Input? Isn't that why we're here, Felicia?
That's right, Wolfman, because without the continuous flow of input from callers like you and me, a comment line would be nothing but boring tape hiss.
Right on. And the people who leave this vast collection of comments really deserve recognition for their ability to get their point across week after week after week. We are the single most important reason that so many lines are in existence today.
You're so right, Mike. And I'm going to start by presenting the award for Best Male Caller of 1985.
Lay it on him, Felicia.
When it comes to the guys who are heard on every comment line from San Francisco to Philadelphia, this man has generated more controversy than Prince Andrew. Whether you agree or disagree with him, he's always got something to say to spark a response. Our first nominee finalist, Bob 213.
I want to leave a comment about the air pollution to begin with. Okay, that's been a problem lately, really early in the year now. Usually it's not until like later on that the pollution and the ozone and the smog and all the garbage is really bad. And in the 50s or early 60s, they took away our incinerators and they said it would get rid of the smog. It didn't do any good. Then later on, after that, they tried putting smog devices on automobiles and all motor vehicles, and the smog kept getting worse. I'm going to get going.
Yeah. Howling and bowing his way from Granada Hills, last year's winner succeeded again in keeping a pleasant attitude towards life in spite of the often ragging input found on so many lines. Here is Mike Wolfman Jack.
Well, you know that new Coke, you know, that's come out? I tasted it, man, and it's got me really high, man, like high as a kite. I can't believe it, man. Like, I do weird things. I jump on kids' boats, man, and all that kind of good stuff. When I'm high on that new taste of Coke, it instantly done wonders. It's wet and wild. And I tell you, I go crazy. Thank you.
And lastly, but certainly not least, this gentleman's rise to telephone stardom was a remarkable phenomenon last year. In a period of just 2 months, he rocketed from a brand new voice on input to a much sought-after guest host, and shortly thereafter, the producer of his own line for Paul Mack Presents. Our last nominee finalist for Best Male Caller, William Wilde.
I've never contributed before, but I have been listening. Yes, I have. And I must say, no, really, I just wanted to call, among other things, take a minute to tell Mr. Fun what a terrific job he does from a purely production point of view. You're also really a very listenable on-the-air personality. You've got a knack for keeping things informal without drooling on yourself. No, really, don't laugh. I've heard some guys go for that really loose style and end up with disconnected instead.
We would like to become a radio and a disc jockey.
And the winner for Best Male Caller of 1985 is... Rip the damn thing in half. You did this on purpose, didn't you? Bob 213.
This is the former Bob 213 saying, and I want to thank everybody, that's nice of you out there, for choosing me for the Male Caller of the Year. I never thought it would happen. And I want to thank my family for making it possible. I want to thank Nino, Paul, William, and Brian for putting this thing together. I want to thank my girlfriend, Susie Q, for inspiring me to leave a lot of good comments. But mainly, above all, I want to thank God, because without you, Lord, there would be nothing. Thanks again, everybody in the phone world.
Congratulations, Bob, and thank you, Felicia Morridge. And now I get the great privilege to present the award for Best Female Caller of 1985. And our first nominee finalist has added so many tags to her handle that her name alone is input enough. A firm believer in life, liberty, and the pursuit of partying down, Karen Grateful Dead.
Anyway, what I was going to tell you all is, a lot of you out there think Jim Morrison is dead, but he's alive and doing well. We had lunch with each other last night. And and dinner and breakfast and yeah, midnight snacks too. And Tim, he's doing fine. Believe me, man.
Our second nominee is, like, so totally amusing with her comments that even the seven dwarfs are, like, laughed out to the max. She's witty, she's wise, she's Snow White of the Magical Kingdom.
I'm reading this specific bell thing I got. Do you know something bitchin' though? It's like, I got my phone bill last month, and it ran me, like, $27, right? I got my phone bill this month, by the way, last month, I hadn't made any long-distance calls. This month, I've called, like, long distance, like, about 10 times, right? My phone bill went down to $22. I don't even believe it. It's like, what do you pick when your phone bill already goes down? Anyways, this has been, like, Snow White. I can't say anymore, but, give me a call sometime, okay? Ta-ta.
And finally, another new voice to the lines. Last year also generated much controversy. Speaking her mind is no task to this lady. But whether she makes you mad or makes you laugh, she makes you think. Here's Susie Q from Malibu.
Anyhow, I have a real short comment. And basically all I have to say is I don't like the fact that they're making us pay now a nickel extra gas tax on gas. Gasoline's expensive enough. It costs enough money to drive a car and maintain a car these days. I don't think that's right, and I also don't like what Ronald Reagan's doing, going to visit those grave sites out there, the Nazi war criminals and everything. That's horrible. I'm not happy about anything.
And the winner for Best Female Caller of 1985 is, and will soon get a date with the Wolfman, Karen Grateful Dead, baby.
Yeah, this is Karen Grateful Dead, the divine slut. And wow, what can I say? Thank you to everyone that voted for me. Thank you again to all my fans. Oh, brother, seriously, thank you. This has been Karen Grateful Dead, the divine slut. Once rehabilitated, but now that summer's here, I'm back again. Later.
Congratulations, Bob. Congratulations, Karen. And now here's a very special treat for those of you listening to the program on a speakerphone. Ah! Thank you very much. Here to present the award for Best Line Host are last year's winners for Best Line Co-host, two very dynamic personalities, and not bad looking either. Please welcome Cindy Telefun and Sammy the Seal, kids.
Brian.
Very much, Brian.
What do you say, Cindy? Should we get right into this presentation?
Well, not so fast. Let's milk it a while. I mean, after all, this is our only opportunity to show this audience why we won last year.
Good idea. I've got an extra couple hours to kill.
Well, I do too, but duty calls, and we have to award the Best Line Host of 1985. So why don't you start off and tell everyone about these fine, fabulous guys.
Oh, how fun. Thanks, Cindy, I will. Well, first of all, as you know, the line host, or runner, as he's often called, is the guy with the right stuff to keep a comment or variety line going. He produces the shows, handles the input, and pays the bills.
That's right. Ma Bell's palms must be greased every month.
And taking on the position of a line host is a tremendous responsibility.
It means not only sacrificing that spare time for the sake of output, but the spare change for the sake of the running costs. All the burdens are laid in the hands of the line host.
But to handle all of that and still come across each week as a listenable personality over the phone deserves a lot of credit. And although there were 11 very talented men and one talented line hostess on your Artie ballot, these three guys garnished the majority of your votes as the Best Line Host of 1985. And the nominee finalists are...
From the Bruce Springsteen Party Line in Beverly Hills, it's Bert Party Line.
This is the Bruce Springsteen Party Line, and we got a ton of comments. I want to get to them as quick as possible. There's going to be a lot of news coming up about all sorts of things in the middle of the tape, so stick around for that. If you're calling from the Los Angeles area, come out to the Thunder Road Club this Thursday, every Thursday, where we're playing a lot of Bruce video and audio and all sorts of interesting stuff.
from Telefun in Chatsworth, Mr. Fun.
Well, hi, gang. This is Mr. Fun.
Well, Bobby, buddy, one thing I never do is go hungry, so I would suggest a deadbolt on your door and bar your windows.
Just a gigolo.
Hey, open the door. This is my line. Open the door.
What do you think, girl? Should we let him in?
Nah.
That's right. Okay, good night, eh? That's our show. Thank you. Bye. Good day.
What do we do now, eh?
Take off. And from the BS line in Huntington Beach, Santa Happy the Dwarf Kime.
Well, hello and welcome to another week here at the BS Line Studios. This is Santa Happy the Dwarf Kime.
The guide leads you to this tribe of pygmies,
okay?
And they say the only way that you can get back alive is to stand on your head and sing the pygmy pop hit tune, "Keep Your Hands Off My Nose Jewelry." Oh, yeah.
Excuse me.
And the winner for the best line host of 1985
is... Well, thank you
is...
very much. And I just want to come up here and thank
minute.
Everyone
wait,
for...
Wait, Bob, you didn't win this time.
Wait a minute. Are you sure? I'm Bob Op. I won for 2 years in a row.
I know. Wait, here, take this.
A cookie? Wow.
Well, it's good to see that nut of butter makes Bobby better.
Wow, it's mint chip.
Sorry about that. Anyway, once again, the winner for the best line host of 1985 is...
Here, Sammy, open it up. Come on.
Is the suspense killing you?
Yes, hurry. There's a Scorpions concert on at 8. Let's go. Oh, my. It's a tie. It's a tie between Bert Party Line from the Bruce Springsteen Party Line.
And Santa Happy the Dwarf from the BS Line.
Well, it's great to be in such distinguished company with Santa for winner of Best Line Host. I'm very proud of this and would like to thank all the callers who voted in for me and appreciate it, and I'll be talking with you.
Well, congratulations, Bert, and congratulations, Santa. Well, that's me. I want to thank all those out there who voted for me as Best Line Host, all the callers and voters, all of you are one and the same. It's much, much appreciated. Thank you so much.
Thanks, guys, and congratulations. Our next presenter will laugh at just about anything. Jim, your dinner is ready. Oh, Jim, take the garbage out. Oh, Jim, your dog just got hit by a car. The winner of Best Comment Line last year, here he is presenting the award for Best Variety Entertainment Line, my pal, Jim Clothesline.
Hey, Ryan, I've been meaning to ask you, what does the W stand for?
Well, actually, come here. Don't tell anyone.
Okay, if they only knew. Oh, goodness. Oh, you're rude. Anyway, I have come to present the award for Best Variety Entertainment Line of 1985. And since the invention of the automatic answering machine, phone enthusiasts, or comment jockeys, have come up with a cache of different programs to air over the phone. The most common of these is the caller in and output lines, where you can leave comments and hear them the following week, yes, for you hams. Then there are the joke lines, which run a series of produced skits lasting from 1 to 5 minutes, or the entertainment lines, ta-da, which may air a weekly soap opera or telephone skit. But when you take these three ingredients and mix them together for one telephone network, you have phone fun at its entertaining best. A variety entertainment line, if you will, which generally offers exactly that, a variety of entertainment. Our first nominee finalist from Huntington Beach, the BS Line.
Hello, Orange County and beyond, whether it be morning, afternoon, evening, or late night, you've reached the BS Line at
964-2395. Hey, BS Line callers, it's time for Avant-Garde Philosophy Theater with your hosts, player number one, player number two, and player number three. Shall we start the avant-garde philosophizing now?
Oh my gosh.
This there goes our PG-13 rating.
When it comes to the movies, one name constantly comes to mind in telephone entertainment. From North Hollywood, this was The Movie Line.
Well, let's get on with another week of film listed fun on the movie line. Here we go.
Hey, Mr. Funny, you ready to boogie on?
Yeah, let's get down on the movie
boogie
line.
Boogie on down.
Put Reverend B in your butt.
Put up Zimbatola Ree in your butt.
You can put a train track in your butt.
Then put Paul Mack in your wait a minute.
Matter of fact, put a gun in your butt.
Then Mr. Fun in your butt.
Well, here's all I want to tell you, Paul.
What do you want to say?
Is happy anniversary.
Thanks.
You've done a hell of a job.
Gee.
And it's been 2 long years.
Been too long?
It's a hell of a way to end it all, Paul.
Is it?
And our last nominee finalist from Chatsworth, this was Telefun.
Why don't we talk about AIDS as a topic?
Call up, hear tape number 68.
What a piece of...
This is a new generation in telephone entertainment, and you are a cadet in the telephone.
And now, the winner for the best variety entertainment line of 1985 is...
the envelope. I love this part.
The winner for Best Variety and Entertainment Line of 1985 is Telefun.
Well, thank you very much, Jim. Well, Bailey, Mickey, Cindy, we did it.
Yeah.
We did it. It's great. Cindy, anything you want to say about winning this year?
Yes, I think there is nothing better than to work with all of you. I love you all. You guys are nuts.
Yes, and a lot of fun to work with. And I, for the sake of time, I won't name them all. But thanks to all the line runners who put in all their own productions last year to make Telefun what it was. Thank you very much for this.
Congratulations, Mr. Fun. Well, here's someone we haven't heard from. Here to present our final award for Best Comment Line, it's Paul Mack.
Wonderful. Well, thanks again, Brian W. Feedback. The man's working so hard tonight, ladies and gentlemen. Look at him. He's great, isn't he? I mean, he's the host of the 1986 Artie Awards presentations, and I'm so proud not to have been in his place this year because I'd be embarrassed, let's face it. I mean, I won nothing. Well, I won something, but it was nothing. You know, it's like something that you can take home to Mom and say, look, Mom, I'm the biggest disappointment. She's been telling me that for like the past 20 years. Anyway, you know. People will ask me on the street, you know, what the Tracy Lords is a comment line. And I'll say to them, you know, a comment line is very similar to, you know, a Phil Donahue show or a talk radio show or even, you know, Johnny Carson or something like that. And what we do is we cut those pop-o-matics down to about 30 minutes and play it over the phone for everybody to hear. And there you have it. That's right. The standard comment line, not the exciting entertainment variety category that I was in, but the standard comment line, folks. That's right. The standard ones where people can voice different views, skin tones, and ideas, speaking about anything from the most radical X-rated experience of all time to why I didn't get more Artie Awards in the 4th annual thing. Doggone it! Okay, let me calm down and go on with my thing, where you can get golden opportunities to speak your mind and be heard. But what separates standard comment lines from others may all be in the quality of input and the consistency of output. With a sudden rash, that's right, rash, count them, folks, of demised telephone lines last year, it became increasingly harder to find an open circuit for your comments, because I went down, let's face it. But 2 relatively new lines and a seasoned phone veteran kept the input rolling and the comment line tradition alive. And the nominee finalists for Best Comment Line are Kelcom.
This is Kelcom. Kelcom.
This is 4071111.
Hey, that's great.
You've reached Southern California's source for telephone entertainment, Calcom, a service of REC Networks.
Oh, I'll cover that up.
Observatory.
Wonderful.
Starting next week on Observatory, we're going to have the Observatory snack of the week.
Grateful Dead, Divine.
Well, you can't get much more interesting than that.
And the Bruce Springsteen party line.
Okay, this is Jeff Scott. This is Dr. Hunger with a few words of wisdom.
And Bert, this is Pete from Beverly Hills again. Just saying hi to everybody.
Ho, ho, ho. This is Santa Claus.
Hey, everyone. This is Christy Van Ars again.
It is Ozzy of Santa Monica, dude. How's it doing, Bert?
Michael Venice checking in.
This is Zachary Love.
Hi. The Hollywood Night Queen again.
Take it easy, Bert. This is Mark Hanneman.
Well, hello. This is Patricia the Dyke.
And the mention talk of attention mounts for the best comment line of 1985. Is going to eventually be something as soon as I read it. And it's... Oh, good! Calcom!
All right! Thanks a lot, Paul. Well, I'd just like to say thanks a million to all the people who made Calcom possible. Including Mike Wolfman, Jim Clothesline, Bill 996, and Don G. Calcom. Not to mention my callers, even you non-talkers. I would also like to congratulate Observatory and Party Line for giving me some stiff competition last year. But most of all, I'd like to thank three people who inspired me in my recordings, and that's Paul Mack, Mr. Fun, and the late Dan Dualphase. And even though I was ragged on last year for stealing ideas from other lines, it wasn't necessarily true. I just wanted to do it the Dualphase way. But seriously, gang, it's wonderful. Thank you, gang. Thank you, bye.
Congratulations, Rich. Go take a shower. Well, gang, we've come to the conclusion of the program. I sure had fun, and I sure hope you did too. Wake up, it's over! Congratulations to all the winners, and thanks to all the individuals who helped in the production of these fourth annual Artie Awards. And thanks also to the many entertainment lines sponsoring this year's program, as well as local radio stations in the United States, Canada, and in Europe. But most of all, thanks to you, the callers, because without your interest in free telephone entertainment, we'd be getting paid for this. The Artie Committee has already begun to listen to recorded telephone entertainment in consideration for the 1986 5th Annual Artie Awards, and we'd sure love to hear your comments and suggestions by mail. Write to Artie, that's A-R-T-E, Post Office Box 2092, Winnetka, California, 91306, and keep in touch with telephone entertainment with Teleguide at area code 818-846-5000. On behalf of the Academy of Recorded Telephone Entertainment, thank you very much for listening, and join your favorite line again next week as they resume regularly scheduled recordings. If you joined this recording already in progress, in some areas it may repeat. From Chatsworth, California, you've been listening to the 4th Annual Artie Awards. I'm Brian W. Feedback, but that's not your problem. Good night. Special added treat. These phone all-stars left their egos on hold.
There comes a time when we need to make a call,
when we need to hear a voice on the line.
There are others calling and leaving comments for the
down and out, there seems no hope at all.
Well, you must believe there's someone you should call.
Right.
Just realize that we are not alone. As long as there's a telephone.
Hey, gang, we're off the air. Hey, enough already. Go home.